Hello, friends, hello, colleagues, and hello, listeners. This is another episode of the Platinum Business Break Podcast. Hey, today is episode number 60, and guess what? We're going to cover the New Year message. That's right. It's going to be a brand new year. It's 2025. So my question, as I always ask this time of year, do you have a New Year's resolution, or are you going to make it a revolution, all right? Because that's really important. Distinction, which we will go over in the podcast. Hey, again, thanks for listening. Whether you're listening on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Podcasts, or watching YouTube, we're so glad that you're here. Again, this is going to be a powerful New Year's message filled with actionable steps, fresh ideas, and inspiration to make your 2025 the most transformative year yet. Okay, are you ready? All right. We're going to jump in with some statistics, and you know that I love statistics if you've been watching this podcast or listening, or if you know me personally. So mark it on your calendar, January 17th. That is the day that most people, on average, will abandon their New Year's resolutions. Ditch New Year's Resolutions Day, which is typically the second Friday in January, is also called Quitter's Day. So, you know, quitting is only for quitters. And lastly, this is a little older statistic, but it was from Forbes. It was a poll done in late 2023. I found on the average that resolutions last just 3.74 months. So only 8% of respondents tend to stick with their goals for 1 month, while 22% 2 months, and 22% will last in about 3 months, and then 13% will last 4 months, and everyone else falls off after that, all right? So just kind of want to tee that up for you, because we all start the year with great intentions. Now think about a year ago, December 31st, 2023. Now think of everything that you wanted to get done in 2024. Now, did you do it? I want you to think about it. Are you moving forward? Did you achieve some of your goals? Did you lose that weight? Did you stop smoking? Did you get that new job or whatever? Did any of that happen? Okay, now if it didn't, this is what's called the pain of regret. And the pain of regret weighs tons. So, but guess what? That's the past. You could hit the reset button any day, but especially today, especially this time of year, is a great time to think about what you want to do in 2025. As we step into 2025, it's time to revisit the idea of resolutions. So instead of simply resolving to do something new, let's aim for a revolution. And what is a revolution? A revolution is a radical, complete change in how we approach our lives. Resolutions fade because they lack the depth or specificity. They're really vague. But revolutions have the power to transform. So let's make 2025 a revolutionary change for you. So what are some steps to create a revolution? Revolutions are powered by intentionality or powered by vision. So here's how to create one. So number one, you have to create a compelling vision. A vision pulls you through the challenges. Make it vivid, detailed, and emotionally engaging. For example, let's say you have your 40th high school reunion coming up this summer and you want to lose 30 pounds. Have that vision. What are you going to look like coming through that, busting through the door? Are you going to be that ugly duckling schlub that you were back in high school? Or are you going to get in shape? Are you going to lose some weight? Are you going to get fit? Are you going to look jacked? Are you going to go, people go, wow, you look awesome. Okay, that's the vision. Okay, that might be kind of extreme for some people, but that's reality for a lot of us, especially if you're older 40, you get what I'm saying. So it has to be vivid. It has to be detailed. It has to be emotionally engaging, because, you know, there's going to be times when you're going to be tempted by that food or not working out. And you're going to think about, wait a minute, let me go back. What am I going to look like walking through the door at my reunion? Okay. So you have to have a vision that's really big, that's going to pull you through the tough times. Right. Number two, you got to identify the reasons behind your vision. So you got to go beyond the surface level. Why does it matter? You got to tie it into your deepest values. Maybe, again, going back to the high school reunion example, you know, maybe you were the ugly duckling in school. You know, maybe you were the fat kid, the chubby kid. I was, at least, you know, first part of high school. Maybe you don't want to look good for the reunion. Maybe you just want to look good to make yourself feel better and have a healthier lifestyle for your family. All right. That's all I'm saying. The next thing, number three, you have to raise your standards. You have to transform shoulds into musts. You got to make non-negotiables as part of your life. For example, you should brush your teeth or you must brush your teeth. Now, I know this is kind of a gross example, but let's say you don't brush your teeth every day. Let's say once a week. Well, the first month, yeah, it's going to be kind of bad, but you go to month six doing that, you're going to have rotted out teeth. So you must brush your teeth every day. You must take your blood pressure medicine. You should, or you must. Okay, how about your rent, or your apartment rent, or your house mortgage, or your car payment? I should pay that, or you must pay. Because if you don't pay, they're going to come get your car, right? If you're talking about car payment. So make non-negotiables a part of your life, okay? So that's all I'm saying. I'm saying is when you get up, say you're going to commit to a workout program like I do, okay? I work out pretty much 6-7 days a week. Most days I get up at 3:30 a.m. It's not because I'm old. It's just the gym opens up at 4:30 and there's nobody there. And I enjoy working out in the morning. Now, my alarm clock goes off. Some mornings I don't feel like getting up. It's cold, it's rainy, whatever. I don't feel like getting up. But you know what? It's not a should, it's a must. So I get up and I do it. It's part of my ritual. It's part of my routine, okay? The next thing, number three, you got to break the limiting beliefs. Kind of like if you're watching on YouTube, there's an image of an elephant tied to a rope, okay? And kind of the analogy of that is when he was a baby elephant, yeah, he couldn't break that rope. But now that he's an adult elephant, he's huge, he's a behemoth. He could easily break that rope and pull that stake out of the ground. But he's held back by those outdated or limiting beliefs. He doesn't know that he can change. So you got to break those limiting beliefs, that negative self-talk. So you got to free yourself to realize your potential. All right. Next one, number five, develop supporting rituals. Build consistent routines that align with your standards. Success is a series of small, disciplined actions repeated over time. Again, like I was talking about the exercise, this is a routine. You know, my standard is, hey, I'm going to be healthy. I'm going to keep my weight under a certain amount. I'm going to exercise X amount of times a week. Well, part of my routine or ritual is just that. And once you get into it, I'm going to tell you, I'll be honest, it takes about 60 days, 60 to 70 days to really get a habit, to really get that routine or ritual ingrained in you. And I promise if you can go 60 days, you know, for 2 months, wake up, go to the gym every morning or 5 days a week. When you get into that third month, you've got a routine. You've got your ritual. It's a habit. Okay. It's a good habit. So again, success is a series of small disciplined actions over time, and you can do it. All right. How about discipline? Let's talk about discipline over motivation. Now, a lot of us have good intentions. You know, we say, oh, I'm going to work out. I'm going to do this, you know, and we like saying all that, but really, we end up not doing it. That's why most people drop their resolutions, you know, by that, you know, 17th of January, is because, you know, again, we have good intentions, but we just don't have the discipline, okay, to make it happen. So here's a quote. This is from Jocko Willink. Jocko Willink, he's a retired Navy SEAL, I believe. He's really awesome. He's written a couple books. And again, you could Google him online, but he's pretty neat. One of his quotes is this: don't expect to be motivated every day to make things happen. Count on discipline. So what he's saying is build routines that make discipline automatic. Show up consistently even when it's hard. Here's another one I love. Now again, my kids, they're going to roll their eyes, but and they know it's true. Jim Rohn, again, he's a like an inspirational speaker from the 70s and the 80s. He's passed away. And he's probably best well known for his involvement in Herbalife and getting that organization to really grow. But here's his quote. There are two pains in life, discipline and regret. Discipline weighs ounces, regret weighs tons. The small sacrifices you make today will pay off exponentially tomorrow. And there's that graph, I don't know if I'm going to put it up or not, but basically if you only improve 1% a day for a whole year, that's something like 30-something percent improvement versus if you don't do anything. So one little change every day can make a huge, huge difference. And I go back to the what I opened up with. Think about a year ago, December 31st, 2023, and all the hopes and dreams and goals and resolutions and everything that you had. How many of those didn't happen? Okay, what you're feeling now is that regret. That regret weighs tons. But let's say weight loss was one of your goals. Instead of losing 30 pounds, you gained 30 pounds. Now you're 60 pounds overweight. And you started out great. First month, you went to the gym, you were eating right. By spring break, by March, you fell off the wagon and you never recovered. That is that pain of regret. And I'm telling you, it's heavy. It's heavy. And you know it. So those small sacrifices that you make today will pay off, I promise. All right, so as we wrap up, remember that 2025, this coming year, is the opportunity to create the life that you envision. Break the habits that hold you back, embrace changes, and build routines that align with your goals. So I'm going to give some kind of hints or some best practices, as I always do. So to revolutionize your life, start by identifying some habits that hold you back. Now, here are seven habits. Now, I found this on Instagram. I'm not sure where I pulled this from, so my apologies to the author. But seven habits to break in 2025, and I think these are great. So the first one is comparison. Stop measuring yourself against others. Focus on your journey and your progress. Because number one, people don't care. They don't care about what you do or what you're going. They're just worried about themselves. So do the same thing. Again, I'm not being selfish or, you know, don't care about people. What I'm saying is quit comparing yourself to other people. Number two, quitting. Don't be a quitter. Develop resilience. Commit to seeing things through even when it gets tough. That's the hard one, folks. Again, I'll go back to the gym example. When I first started getting into the gym routine, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, that alarm clock goes off at 3:30. Man, it's hard. It is hard to get out of bed. You know, it's warm and cozy. So, and I heard a quote. It was something like, you could either hit the snooze button and go back to sleep and dream, or you could wake up and make your dreams come true. Okay, think about that when you're thinking about quitting. All right, number three, procrastination. Guilty as charged. Replace delay with action. Remember, small, consistent steps lead to big results. And there's a ton of tips out there on procrastination, but the main thing is you count to five and you go. That's the main thing. You say, look, I got to clean up this office. You go, oh, one, two, three, and you just do it. And the other thing is we often assign too much time for completion. And I think that's what gets procrastination. Like, for example, if you promised, I promised my wife I was going to clean my office by the end of the month, by the end of January. Well, guess how long it's going to take me to do it? It's going to take me 30 days. Now, if I told my wife, hey, I will have the office cleaned by 5 o'clock today, it'll get done. So part of procrastination is giving yourself too much time. If anything, give yourself short amount of time and it'll happen. All right. It'll galvanize you into action. I promise. All right. Number four, comfort. Growth happens outside your comfort zone. You got to push your boundaries. And again, comfort can mean, you know, meeting new people, talking to strangers. Comfort can mean, you know, look, you owe a lot of money. You need to get a part-time job, but you know, it's like, I like sleeping in. I don't like, you know what? You may have to sacrifice some comfort for a short time period to get to where you want to go. All right. Hard message. I know, I get it, but you can do it. And number five, your phone or your digital device. Limit screen time. Reclaim your focus and presence. Again, some best practices for that is before you go to bed, 30 minutes to an hour, just put your phone face down, turn it off, whatever, or put it where you can't see it or get to it. Because that light, there's some studies on the blue light of computer screens. But there's also what I call digital dementia. I don't hear that much about it, but we rely so much on our devices that we don't think anymore. So when you go to bed, instead of reading and scrolling on your electronic device, actually get a book, get a paper book, a hardback book, a soft, you know, just a book, a physical book, and start reading it. And you know, that'll put you right to sleep. Plus, that's good for your brain. Anyway, that's just me. So again, number five, your phone, digital device, limit that screen time. And also for your kids too. I see too many young kids, parents are giving them devices, they're giving them iPads. Just don't bother me, kid. Here's an iPad. Terrible parenting mistake. All right, number six, complaining. Quit complaining. Instead of focusing on problems, seek solutions. If you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. So if you are going to complain about something, also have a solution, have an alternative. And here's a quote I heard. It's called basically, what's acceptable for most should be intolerable to you. So use that as a guiding principle to elevate those standards. So quit complaining unless you have a solution. Okay. All right. Last one, number seven, waiting for perfect conditions. So stop waiting to start something. Start where you are. Start with what you have. Like today. Today's a perfect day to start. So it's New Year's Eve. and you know, you want to stop drinking for 2025. Well, don't go to a party and get hammered tonight. Start today. Say, you know what? I'm just not going to a party. I'd rather be by myself than go into an environment that I know it's going to start me off on the wrong foot. And those of you, there's a lot of you who want to, you know, you want a new job, you want to start a business, you keep waiting. What are you waiting for? Okay, do it. Start today. Start tomorrow. But get moving. Action is the biggest catalyst that you can have. Just get moving. Just take one action towards it, and then the next one, then the next step. And before you know it, you're on your way. All right. Enough of the preaching on that. Okay, here's three things that will change your life for 2025. Again, I found this on Instagram. I believe it's Instagram. My apologies to the author of this. Again, I read so many things, and I always try to, you know, attribute who I found these to, but it's on Instagram. It's called the 3-Day Challenge. Well, there's three parts of this. Number one is called the Mizagi Challenge. It's a Japanese term, but basically it says do something extraordinarily hard this year, whether it's running a marathon, starting a business, maybe losing a lot of weight, tackling a personal fear, push yourself to achieve something that seems impossible. Again, pick one thing, pick something crazy, and say, I'm going to commit to doing it by this date. And then whatever this date is, you're going to prep to get ready to do that, whatever this something huge thing is. So it's got to be something crazy. Maybe you're going to skydive. Maybe you know, something nuts. But do it. It is so great for personal growth. Number two, plan 3 to 6 mini adventures. Okay, you know, life's not about big milestones. Plan some small adventures, maybe some day trips or some hikes, maybe learning a new skill. Okay, these moments add so much joy and fulfillment to your year. I mean, let's say, you know, every other, maybe once a month, one weekend out of the month, you and your spouse, you and your significant other, you and your family, we're going to go to the closest little area where we could go hike. Or maybe it's an overnight, you know, camping trip with the family, something small, something inexpensive, something that you can do. That is going to be huge. And it's going to give you such an enjoyable year. The last one, number three, add one new winning habit every 3 months. So transform your life incrementally by adopting one positive habit every quarter. So by the end of the year, you've got 4 winning habits. You know, what is that? Maybe it's reading a new book, reading a book every quarter, read one book. Maybe the second quarter, you say, hey, I'm going to walk 1 mile every day. Third one is, I'm going to quit smoking. Okay, maybe the fourth one is, hey, and this is one of mine, no more aspartame, no more artificial sweetener. Okay, I'm just going to use allulose, and those of you can Google that. It's the best natural sweetener. So, you know, no more alcohol, no more diet drinks with aspartame or stevia or any of that. I'm going to get rid of all those, because you know what? Those also make you hungry. So again, whatever it is, a new winning habit every 3 months. So again, I'll leave you with another quote, and I love this. If you want to feel better, you want to blame others. But if you want to get better, you have to blame yourself. Really, what this is saying is you 2025 year has to be the year you have full ownership of your life, total accountability. Quit waiting for your spouse. Quit waiting for, you know, the work or whatever to make you better or to do the things you need to do. Because you know what? It's not going to happen. You have to make action. You have to move. You know, you're not a, you know, I think Jim Rohn said this. You're not a tree. Move. Do something. Make a change. That is the biggest, you know, movement is the best thing for depression. Movement is the best thing for anxiety. Movement, action is the best thing for procrastination. Those are the three things that get you, but movement, start taking action. So anyway, hey, that's all I got. This is usually my New Year's message is a lot longer, but I just kind of wanted to get right to it. So again, let's have a revolution instead of a resolution. Let's do something big. Let's do something radical. But the main thing is let's do something different. And again, a year from now, I hope you can look back at this day and go, you know what? I accomplished most of what I want to do. You know, and I can say that. I can say for 2024, I accomplished most of my goals. Not all of them, but the big ones that mattered. And I'll just tell you one. I lost about 35 pounds this year. From January 1st to today, I've lost 35 pounds. Now, up until that time, I lost about another 40, but it took me about 3 years. So I lost a lot of weight this year. A lot of it was, you know, I just really committed to my diet. counting calories. But that, you know, my goal was to be under a certain weight by the end of the year. And not only did I pass it, I passed it by 12 pounds almost. Okay. So man, I feel so good about myself. But now, coming into 2025, what am I going to do to keep that momentum? You know, it's as John Maxwell, my friend and mentor John Maxwell says, it's the big mo, the big momentum. Okay, I'm going to take that. I'm going to go to the next level on my workout and on my diet. All right? That's all I'm saying. So, with that, thanks for joining me on this podcast today. And you know, look, I'm so excited about your journey for 2025. Let's make 2025 extraordinary. Okay, you can do it. It's going to be an awesome year. I believe in you, and more importantly, you and your family. I believe in yourself. Your family will support you. Just make it happen. Just do it. And get follow this podcast. Okay, I've got a lot of cool stuff. The 45 Plus Life Coach. Go to our website. I'll have some links below. Or if you're in business, go to our Platinum Business Consulting or Platinum Training Technologies. You know, there we've got a lot of cool things to help businesses. It's kind of all in the same vein, okay? It's change. You know, the podcast that I just did was called Change. Change is the only constant. So go ahead and listen to that, because that's going to be very relevant to what you're going to do in 2025, hopefully. Anyway, that's all I've got. This has been the Platinum Business Break Podcast. We're so glad you're here. Happy New Year. Happy 2025. And we will see you next time. Bye.